Part 1. Enlistment. 67 to 65 years before the Battle of Yavin. Chapter 1. The Underworld. 47 standard years before the harrowing reign of Emperor Palpatine, Baldemnik was nothing more than an embryonic world in the Outer Rim's Oryl sector, populated by reptilian sentients who expressed as little tolerance for outsiders as they did for one another. Decades later, the planet would have a part to play in galactic events, its own wink of historical notoriety. But in those formative years that presaged the Republic's ineluctable slide into decadence and turmoil, Baldemnik was of interest only to xenobiologists and cartographers. It might even have escaped the notice of Darth Plagueis, for whom remote worlds held a special allure, had his master Tenebris not discovered something special about the planet.
"Darth Bane would appreciate our efforts,"
the Sith Master was telling his apprentice as they stood side by side in the crystalline cave that had drawn them across the stars. A Bith, Tenebris was as tall as Plagueis, and nearly as cadaverously thin. To human eyes, his bilious complexion might have made him appear as haggard as the pallid Moon, but in fact both beings were in robust health. Though they conversed in basic, each was fluent in the other's native language.
"Darth Bane's early years," Plagueis said through his transpirator mask, "carrying on the ancestral business, as it were."
Behind the faceplate of his own mask, Tenebris's puckered lips twitched in disapproval. The breathing device looked absurdly small on his outsized cleft head, and the convexity of the mask made the flat discs of his lidless eyes look like close-set holes in his pinched face.
"Bane's seminal years."
Plagueis weathered the gentle rebuke. He had been apprenticed to Tenebris for as many years as the average human might live, and still Tenebris never failed to find fault when he could.
"What more appropriate way for us to close the circle than by mimicking the Sithari's seminal efforts? We weave ourselves into the warp and weft of the tapestry he created."
Plagueis kept his thoughts to himself. The aptly named Darth Bane, who had redefined the Sith by limiting their number and operating from concealment, had mined Cortosis as a youth on Apatros, long before embracing the tenets of the dark side. In the 1,000 years since his death, Bane had become deified, the powers attributed to him legendary. And indeed, what more appropriate place for his disciples to complete the circle, Plagueis told himself, than in profound obscurity, deep within an escarpment that walled an azure expanse of Baldemnik's northern sea. The two Sith were outfitted in environment suits that protected them from scorching heat and noxious atmosphere. The cave was cross-hatched by scores of enormous crystals that resembled glowing lances thrust every which way into a trick chest by a stage magician. A recent seismic event had tipped the landmass, emptying the labyrinthine cave system of mineral-rich waters. But the magma chamber that had kept the waters simmering for millions of years still heated the humid air to temperatures in excess of what even Tenebris and Plagueis could endure unaided. Close at hand sat a stubby treadroid tasked with monitoring the progress of a mining probe that was sampling a rich vein of Cortosis ore at the bottom of a deep shaft. A fabled ore, some called it, owing to its scarcity, but even more for its intrinsic ability to diminish the effectiveness of the Jedi lightsaber. For that reason, the Jedi Order had gone to great lengths to restrict mining and refinement of the ore. If not the bane of the Order's existence, Cortosis was a kind of irritant, a challenge to their weapon's reputation for fearsome invincibility.